Bonjour à tous. Hello, listeners of A-Seat English. Welcome back. This is Mei Li.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。哎，梅丽 ，Have you heard of the recent news of 秦刚
？No, but isn't he the ambassador of the United States？
Yes, he is the ambassador of the United States, 驻美大使。但是呢，现在应该说是 was. He was the ambassador of the United States.
Oh, why?
因为就在前几天，驻美大使秦刚升职了。He was promoted. 现在呢，成为了中国外交部长。
Oh, wow. Okay, so he has recently been promoted, and he's now the Minister of Foreign Affairs in China.Wow, that's quite the promotion.
Yeah, now he is the Minister of Foreign Affairs in China. 那秦部长呢，他的英文特别好。
Yeah, I have no doubt, especially if he's the Minister of Foreign Affairs now.
前段时间呢，秦部长曾经向美国网友 The American Netizens 科普了一系列中国网络上的热词 buzzwords， 很有趣哈，一下拉近了这个美国网民和中国网络文化的距离。
That's amazing. Okay, we should definitely look at some of those buzzwords he mentioned in that video today.
Yes. So the first one is 人民至上，生命至上。
People first, life first.
秦部长这个翻译简洁明了哈 People first, life first.
Putting people and life first as a priority.
Yes, 这个呢也是中国特色哈 People and life 一直都是我们国家的 priority.
So the second one is
逆行者。这个秦部长是怎么把这个逆行者翻译成英文的呢
So he said, heroes in harm's way.
Hero 我们都知道是英雄，那 harm 是指有害的，那把它们连起来 in harm's way 在英语当中是什么意思呢
So here in harm's way means to be in a dangerous situation
in harm's way 是一个地道的英文短语哈，表示 to be in a dangerous situation 进入险情
Exactly, so if someone is put in harm's way they are in a dangerous position
对的确像疫情三年以来的这个医疗工作人员尤其是最近哈他冒着复阳的风险甚至很多护士或者大夫都是发着烧在工作岗位上的真的是逆行者 they are heroes in harm's way
yes in this case they are heroes in harm's way
okay so the third one is 躺平躺平是这两年在中国特别火的一个词
So the literal translation is lie flat, but what does it mean?
对秦部长翻译为 lie flat 这个呢是躺平的字面翻译哈 literal translation 字面翻译直接跟老外这么说的话你们可能不太理解这个意思哈对其实呢就是牛津词典选出来的这个2022年的年度词汇 in goblin mode哥布林模式
Okay, I see. In goblin mode.
Yeah, in goblin mode. 就是 to lie flat, 躺平
Okay. All right, let's look at the fourth one, which is actually a French city.
Yes, 一个法国的城市哈，就是凡尔赛
Yeah, Versailles. But why Versailles?
其实咱们说某人凡尔赛呢，就是说他是一种自谦式自夸。那英语当中呢，正好有一个对应的单词。
Oh, I see. Okay, so in English, we would say humble brag.
Yeah, humble brag. 那这是两个词组合起来的哈，一个呢是 humble， 一个呢是 brag.
So here, humble means to be modest, and brag is to show off.
Yeah, brag 就是 to show off, 就是吹嘘。然后 humble 呢就是我们经常用的那个 modest, 谦虚的自卑的。
So humble brag here means to show off and tell people about something you own or something you have done while pretending to be modest.
Yeah, 凡尔赛的关键呢就是在于是 show off, 但却以什么样的姿态呢是以 pretending to be modest, 就是假装谦虚的这么一个姿态哈所以用了Versailles 这个词来表示凡尔赛
I love how the city Versailles is used to explain this because it's definitely a little bit of a Versailles mentality
对吧秦部长的这个翻译 humble brag 可以说是很好的传达出了 a Versailles mentality 凡尔赛气质哈
Yes, so what about the next word?
The next one is 内卷秦部长呢翻译为 involution
So involution would mean the opposite of evolution.
Mm-hmm. The opposite of evolution.
So evolution here means the change with time.
Evolution 就是进化发展 The change with time. 那 involution 呢?
So involution is going backwards, inwards with time.
那秦部长呢翻译内卷为 involution, 其实呢是 evolution, 进化的一个反义词。那在英文当中呢前缀 in 表示是向内然后 e表示是向外的哈 ,e 或者 x 都是表示向外的。那这个 evolution 是表示向外伸那 involution 呢表示向内卷。
Okay, so here it is used for meaningless internal competition and internal friction.、So instead of making progress, it is regressing.
对。Involution 更多指的是 meaningless internal competition. 那内卷其实不会有太大的进步哈。我们应该 evolve, 做应该做的事情然后随着时间呢自然会成长进步的。
Yes, correct. So now we can move on to the sixth phrase, which is
双减
double reduction.
双减呢是去年很火的一个名词。
So this would be the so-called double reduction policy.
Yeah.
But what is this talking about?
双减呢这个 double reduction, 那一个呢是减轻学生过重的一个作业负担然后第二个呢是减轻校外培训的负担所以叫做双减 double reduction.
Ah, okay, so that's why it's called double reduction policy.
Yes. And the next one is 饭圈。秦部长是怎么翻译饭圈的呢?
So this one is common, which is celebrity fan clubs in English.
Yes, 饭圈呢是中国的网络词。那它是对于这个粉丝圈子的简称。那粉丝呢大家都知道在英文当中叫做 fan, 对吧?然后直接音译为饭。所以呢饭圈呢其实就是英文当中的 celebrity fan clubs.
Yes, so celebrity fan clubs in English.
Yeah, 饭圈。那秦部长呢还有一个翻译在网络上走红了哈就是对于这个滴水之恩当涌泉相报的英文翻译。
Yes, wasn't there some translation online of if you 滴答滴答 me, I will 哗啦哗啦 you.
This is so hilarious, 太搞笑了吧哈可以说是 Chinglish 的最高境界了哈中国人一听就秒懂 If you 滴答滴答 me, I will 哗啦哗啦 you.
Yeah, but this is not the correct one. He actually translated very well in the video.
Yeah, 秦部长翻译这个滴水之恩当涌泉相报翻译的还是相当有水平的哈。他是怎么说的呢?
So he said, a drop of water in need shall be returned with a burst of spring indeed.
那这个句子呢也是借用了患难见真情 A friend in need is a friend indeed 借用了这个句型哈那 a drop of water in need 就是在需要的时候呢给的一滴水 shall be returned 应该被回报用什么来回报呢A burst of spring, 涌动的泉水。
Yes, this is very well said. A drop of water in need shall be returned with a burst of spring indeed.
对，虽然我更喜欢 if you 滴答滴答 me, I will 哗啦哗啦 you. 但是呢，我们还是要记住秦部长的翻译哈，非常的信达雅。那同时呢也祝贺秦部长期待2023年能够带给我们更多的好消息。
Indeed, congratulations to Minister Qin. Looks like 2023 is off to a positive start.
好 ,until next time, this is 翩翩
And this is Mei Li.
Bye!
Bye! Seni görünce yana yana kül olsam her an yine de senden ayrılamam yoluna adadım ömrümü ben sensiz olamam